All right, everybody. This is what we've all been waiting for, our Ask Me One More final round. Our final elimination round will determine the grand champion of this week's Ask Me Another. Let's bring back the winners from all of our previous rounds. From Bingo, Tony Hightower. From Breakfast Cereal Haiku, Carla DeVries. On With Their Heads, Tom Kelso. And Small Screen Test, Julianne Smolensky. So in honor of our mystery guest, John Hodgman, our final round is called I'm a PC. Noah, take it away.
Thank you, Ophira. This game is simple, though perhaps deceptively so. We are looking for common phrases in people with the initials PC. For example, if we said, according to Lay's, no one can eat just one, the answer is potato chip. Now, you'll have only a few seconds to give us an answer. We're playing this spelling bee style. If you get it wrong and anyone else gets it right, you are out, and we play until there is one person left standing, and they are the winner. All right, players, are we ready? Here we go. We start with Tony. He's been romantically linked to both Sleeping Beauty and Snow White.
It's Prince Charming, isn't it?
That is correct. Carla, unlike a bar graph, it's a round way to depict numerical information.
A pie chart.
Pie chart is right. Tom, in 1961, John F. Kennedy created this volunteer organization.
Peace Corps.
Peace Corps. Julianne, he was the drummer and lead singer for the band Genesis.
Phil Collins.
Phil Collins. Back to Tony. You'll hear it in your daily weather reports during allergy season.
Pollen count?
Pollen count it is. Carla, under the Constitution, the police need it to search your house for evidence of a crime.
Couple more seconds. Okay, Carla.
Time is up. All right, Tom, same one. Under the Constitution, the police need it to search your house for evidence of a crime.
Probable cause.
Probable cause is right. Thank you to Carla. Thank you, Carla. And we continue. Julianne, it's when you go from bar to bar having one drink at every stop.
A pub crawl.
Pub crawl. She's proud of that. Okay. Tony. He's a French post-impressionist painter famous for painting apples.
Ooh. Pierre Cardin, I don't know.
No, but that would have been interesting. Okay, Tony, step aside. Let's see if Tom knows this. He's a French post-impressionist painter famous for painting apples.
Paul Cézanne?
Paul Cézanne is right. Let's hear it for Tony. Okay, Julianne, we are down to two. In the 18th century, the British wanted to use Botany Bay in Australia as one of these.
Port of call?
No. All right, we go to Tom. Tom, if you get this one right, you are the winner. In the 18th century, the British wanted to use Botany Bay in Australia as one of these.
Penal colony.
Penal colony is correct. Let's hear it for Tom, folks.
Tom Kelso is our winner.
And let's hear it for Julianne, our runner-up.
Tom Kelso, we have an unbelievable grand prize for you that has been provided from our mystery guest. He will give you, via Skype, a personal judgment as Judge John Hodgman. You can come to him with any conflict, gripe, problem that you're having, and he will sit with you and give you a personal judgment. And let's give him another hand, our grand prize winner tonight.